he turned his face to the Makor, to the source, says the Gemara. And he prayed and he told Yeshayo, finish your prophecy and get out of here. Kalim and Yosko would say, finish your prophecy and go out. And he turned to the wall and he prayed.
The actual Vias Asura, and then he gives the martial law to him. The Nazir, we don't want the Nazir to drink. I very said to be Kakula Yazir Atman and Ayan. The whole idea is they shouldn't drink wine. What's wrong with drinking grape juice? You're not going to get grape juice like tomato juice, like orange juice. You can't get high on grape juice. What's wrong with eating grapes? You're not going to get drunk eating grapes. So that's already a Siyog. So that's a Siyog Shas that tells us about. That's a Siyog Deraita. And yes, the thing has in the Sefer Asim Deraita a whole list of examples. 20, 30, of Siyog Deraita. One of them is by Rabbi Moshe. It's called the Ran on the first after, the Ran on Rish, the first after Stochim, where the Ran postulates that cloud that it says, Siyog 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 Siyog. It sounds like it says in the Chumash, that the prohibition of Rabbi Moshe is the Siyog Deraita, because Kikol Lecha Machmed says the Nichrusa, if the Torah says, you're not even allowed to have it around the house. It's the Siyog Deraita. It gives you enough community. The Siyog can't be more common than the Yikir did. It gives you a few, it's a new category of the Siyog Deraita. Usually we're used to thinking of Siyog and the Rabbah. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Shechita where he writes Shechita Tzafin and Nevela. The Mishnah in the second paragraph of Kulin, I think, Shechita Tzafin and Nevela. So there's a Machlokes Tesis in the Rambam, what's wrong with Shechita Tzafin? The Tesis says, it's a Vachter Yachalto. Whoever is loser, whoever is a Bar Shlicha, can shech, and then it'll be Mutah Bachila. Nochri is not a Bar Shlicha, he's not prohibited from eating Nevela, but he's not kosher to serve as a Shech. That's what Tesis in the Rosh writes. The Rambam writes in Gunston a different story. The Rambam writes, because the Torah of Chavir HaKalpan is Yilkoi, where there's the end of Mishpatim. It's a Hachokia of Avodah Zarah. That if you eat from place that was Nishkat by the Nochri, then the Nochri may shech place as the Krubas of Avodah Zarah, and you'll eat that, and that'll lead you to get involved in Avodah Zarah. One thing leads to the other, and it'll lead you to the Mason, and you'll get better. So the Rabbi writes that it's the Kol Chavir Chalta Mizikoi, it's the Siyog of, it's the Din Deraita, it's the Siyog of Avodah Zarah. But then the Rambam writes, what's the din of the Sheikh? It is a Nochri who's a Ger Toshav. He doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. Officially, card-carrying member of the Ger Toshav Club. He doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. Officially, has different dinim, Alpi din. Because he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. Ger Toshav will have about his living as his own. So, would you be permitted to eat from his Chita? So the Rambam writes, the Gerer Godel Gidru Bedovah Zeh. They instituted a Tziyon. Who's they? The Rabbanu Shalom or the Rabbi? The Gather Godel Gidru Bedovah Zeh, Shapilo Ger Toshav, also Lachom B'Shchitos. So there's a discussion in Yeridah, Shimon Beis. It's Shimon about Shchitos Nochri. The Taz and the Shach discuss whether the Rambam, simple meaning of the Rambam is only the Rabbanim. Someone who translated their rights. So Leitchik said, Shem Rav Chaim, that it's their rights. He thought that the Rambam meant their rights. I had to have a Gather Godel Gidru Bedovah Zeh, Yod their rights. So he said, just like the Ovid Ram Nochri said, Agency of Shatar the Dvareho, that the Nazir is not allowed to eat the grapes. And Kirubasa, Agapeno, Anashkeno, and so on by the Eshishish and by the Nidos, and Kirubasa is a Siyog Deraita. So here too, the Ger Toshav is also a Siyog Deraita. Ger Gadol Gidru Bedovah Zeh does not necessarily imply that it's only the Rabbanim. I saw in this new sefer that somebody gave me, keep on forgetting your name. Somebody in Eretz by the name of Diskin, unusual Tom Koch, has a very sharp comment on a Bir HaDror on Ebenezer. It says in Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer, quoting the Gemara in the beginning of the episode, when the husband does Kinui, it says, V'kinei Yisishto, that V'over all of Ruach Kino V'kinei Yisishto. So the Gemara says that the proper thing is the husband should not be mekaneh his wife mitoch kav and not mitoch kalas rosh and not mitoch kov. He should be serious about it, but not angry and not joking. The kinnah should be done in a serious, the kavod dikatash. So the question is that market to be evident or not? Let's say he was Mekani his wife, he tells Chayt. Or he tells Kalas Rosh, or he tells Kar. Would you say that even the Yezid ate Kinui and Kinui? Even if she does the steer and he wants to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Yezid say, yeah, there was Kinui, but it was Mekani and Kalas Rosh. And the Tzahan will not be able to be Mashke. Or she can say, no, that's a Din L'chadchil, it's not Miyaki B'li Yezid. And the Mechaber writes in Ebenezer, it's Allah Miyaki B'li Yezid. The last thing I think in Ebenezer is that that's Seif O'Lebailo, if I'm not mistaken. Either the last thing or the next to the last thing. So the Mechaber writes that it's not Miyaki B'li Yezid. Bir Adro wants to explain why. And he writes the following. The Kine Yezishto is a Machlekes for the Kivan Rabbi Shmuel in the beginning of Seif O'Lebailo, whether it's a Rishut or a Chayvah. In the Torah, in the quote, Shom. Torah to Gimel Amaral. Rabbi Kiva holds Chayv and Rabbi Shmuel holds Rishut. Gimel puts it together with Bo Yikama, Rabbi Kiva holds Chayv and Rabbi Shmuel holds Rishut. And the element of Reuter by the other tonight, Rabbi Kiva holds Chayv and Rabbi Shmuel holds Rishut. How do we pass him? So the Pashtus would have been that he passed like Rabbi Kiva in all three. You look in the Rambam says, Mitzvah Chachamim hi al b'nei Yisrael sheikano l'mishasim. What do you mean Mitzvah Chachamim? It sounds like it's only a Mitzvah in the Rabbanah. The Kine Yisrael Chayva is only in the Rabbanah. The Kiva holds that it's Menatera to Chayva. The Raman passes like Rabbi Shmuel, Menatera to Rishut. That's the Bir Agro right now again. Menatera to Rishut, and it's only Chayva in the Rabbanah. And the other two, the Raman splits the stuff, and the other two, the Raman passes like Rabbi Kiva. That lo yitam a chayv and a teres, one of the tayyad mitzvahs a teres. Mitzvah lakon lo tam and lakon teres. And the other one tavoy, there's also chayvah. Hamishachar avda, over the essay, we pass most of the kiva. But here, Bira Gro points out that the Rambam might mitzvah chachamim hi sheikanu b'nei Yisrael to Shoshim. So the Bira Gro writes like this. If you would have held like Rabbi Akiva, the king of Tishto, the chayvah, then the pasuk that says at the end of the parasha, those taras hakna oz ashatis the isha tachatisha the small abara etc. Oish, and whenever it says those taras that the Gemara has in Kotshin a lot of times, it's often not. Whenever it says those taras, it's liyikuva. This is it, and no two ways about everything would be nothing. So the Bir Agro writes the kitzer. If you would have held like Rabbi Akiva, if the Rambam would have passed like Rabbi Akiva, that the kinesish there's a chayva. Then those Torahs Meikuva would apply to this also. Then if you mekana mitzav chok and mitzav kalas rosh and mitzav kas, even the yevdi kinyan would not be good. And now that the Rambam passes on mitzav chachamim mishikamim es mishos dayim, so those Torahs Meikuva doesn't apply to that pasuk. Therefore, the din that you shouldn't be mekana that we learn out in the pasuk, rav ala ruach kinyan ruach tahara, rav ala ruach kinyan should be in a good frame of mind when he's Mekana his wife, is only the Chachidah is not for the other. What exactly is the relationship? Why should it be totally different then? If you all like Rabbi Akiva, then the Kina sister, the Chachidah, and Zeus Tarek Hakanah, Zeus Tarek, and Siva applies to this too. And if you all the Kina sister is only Mishus, like Rabbi Shmuel, then Zeus Tarek Hakanah, Siva does not apply to this. Why? That's what in this Sefer, Oyo Moshe, whatever, Marcus Moshe, he explains, an interesting comment on the Bir Agro. Pashup Shad. He gets his name Pashup Shad in the Bir Agro. That the Ovar Olav Ruach Kin Mekinei Tishto, is this one of the Tzivuyim in the Parasha, or is this part of the Sefer HaMaaseh? If it's one of the Dini HaTorah, he should be in the state of Ruach Kin and he should be becoming his wife. If you're picking up the dinim, 1, 2, 3, 4, then it says at the end, Zos Taras Haknoi, that every single din that I said in this parasha is Likuba. So then the Ruach Tahara will also be Likuba. That if he's Mekan himself Kaf and himself Kavach Rosh and himself Kaf, it wouldn't be good. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the Kine Sishti is only Rishud, so the Torah Pasuk Yud Dalit is not saying it in the Chlal, just saying, if this happened and that happened, it's a Tibra Maisa, then the Hevi Huisha Tishka, then starting from the Pasuk says, well, the Hevi, that's a Tzivut. If there was Kinoi and there was Tira, then the husband has to now bring his wife, otherwise he's not allowed to remain married with his wife. Because there's a suffix place. But if you all go over, I was walking the Kinoi Tishka is a Chayva, so that's part of the Halachas. And all of the Halachas of the Parsha, the Torah says at the end of the Parsha, the Torah Taknos, that everything is equal. More comments on the Mishnah comments on the pasuk. Amen. Yomra ha'isha. Amen. 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 He is there. Amen. The ish acher. Rashi quotes it. There never was a kinyan, there never was a steerer. How can I make this way in the Yishakir? So the Mishnah derives from this part of the institution of Gilgul Shvua. The Mishnah in the first parak in Kiddush. That if I got you in a situation where you have to swear a Shvua deraisa, and I have a case with you on another situation, but I cannot make you swear. Let's say here you are made in the mikvah zeh yekvei v'hakvei. Here it's metalfum, there it's karka. I can only make you swear in atar on this. On the other case, there's a reason why I cannot make you swear, because English boy malakakos, so because you pay for hako. But once you have to swear on this, I can insist that you should include a shvua begilgo. I can be megalgal alecha shvua b'makom acher. That's the din d'oraisa, the gilgal shvua. The Gemara says, "Shvuas kol ha'ana amen acha ha shvua k'moy tishua mitipdam." The Raman quotes that. Call the Oyman Acha Amavorak, the Moti Brahma Mitin Dami, call the Oyman Acha Hashvua, the Moti Shua Mitin Dami. It says, the Hishpia Hakoina, so Isha the Shua to Olo. The Koyan says, I want you to swear that you're Tahira, and if you are Tameo, I want you to accept upon yourself the consequences, namely that you're going to die with this Mishnah Shua. Then she says, Amen, Amen. She's the Kabo the Shua. So the Pashtus is when you say Amen, that the Mishnah is the Atmo. The Rana, the first half of the Durham, on base of now, the best of Kasha against the Rabbeinu. There is fearless in Bat in the Gemara. The Mishnah is in the Gemara, whether the Shvua requires Shvua B'Shem. You have to say, Harei Nishba B'Hashem, Harei Nishba L'Hashem, or even without mentioning Shem Hashem, it's also Shvua. So here, by the Shvua Tatsaita, she does mention Shem Hashem. She mentions Shem Hashem. So here you see that she needs Shem. In another place, it would appear from all of the Masechta Shvuas and Dorim that you don't need a Shvua B'Shem. So what's the story? So there are different suggestions in the Rishonim. So the Rabbi Natan is quoted by the Ran on the first half of the Dorim. Based on analysis, the same as the Ten. Asoita is a Mujman Piachem, the Shkoy makes it clear. So Mujman Piachem, you have to mention Shem Hashem. In order to force the Shvua on the person, you have to mention Shem Hashem. But if the Mujman Piachem, the person takes his own Shvua, then you don't need a Shvua B'Shem. So the Ran here says, Rabbi Natan, Tech Kodesh Echiyom Adobazer. Yes, and the Rabbi Natan, how can you say such a thing? That's ridiculous. It's an interesting Lashon. It's a Lashon that appears in Zimar. Tech Kodesh, holy mouth, Echiyom Adobazer. How can your holy lips express such a ridiculous statement? It's not correct. The woman says, Amen, Amen. He says, Amen, Amen. So that's Mujman Piachma, Kol Ha'im Anacha, Kol Ha'im Anacha Shvua. Kimoti Shom Etiv Dami, that's the Gemara in Shvua. Let's say, I want you to go on a diet. They say, I want you to swear that you're going to stop eating ice cream and potato chips. And you say, Amen. You didn't say, I swear I'm not going to eat potato chips and ice cream. I say, Amen. It's also binding. What do you mean, even a goy? Even a goy is not a bar, a flaw. I'll be partially. A goy takes a shvua, it's not binding. So I might have thought that maybe it's only to call the oina, Amen, Achar Shvuk, Moshe Shom Tikam. If the one is saying the shvua is chach a bar, a flaw. But it's not a bar, a flaw. Maybe Amen is not. I feel he's blue, akums. If he enters Amen, it's Kimotzi Shom Hibdan, it means even though the Yachim is not a Bar HaFlo. What if you hear a record? What if you listen to a tape also like that? I don't know. Maybe HaGoy is not a Bar HaFlo. Maybe a tape is also the same. A bracha would not work. Let's say, HaGoy is up to a bracha. Shakal Li B'Dvara. The Goy is, in the Tuvi Yosef, he says Shakal when he drinks his coffee. I say, Amen, he wants to be mentioning. So the Pashto says that it wouldn't work. Al has to be a bar chiyuvim. It's not even a cotton al pashtus. By cotton is a machlekes the rishonim in brochet on the bottom of the rib. Who says? Balamor maybe says. Balamor I think says even if a cotton says a brochet, but if the cotton says amen, good. Kol ha'im if the cotton blows shayfer from me, says mishen the chiyuv daber in moitzei sarav yedecha rosh. If the cotton reads the megillah from me, mishnah says no good. If the cotton says Kiddush and Abdullah for me is no good, but if it says Kiddush and Abdullah and I say Amen, then it's up to that it is good. So that's what they get. Where did he come up to say such a thing? That's how he interprets a Yerushalmi. It's not his fault. He shifts his own mind to Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi then can never tell how to read. If the end is on, then it's good. So the other day, how can it be? There is no such thing. But anyway, over here, that's the Ran Kasha against the Rabbi Natan. How can Rabbi Natan say that Shvuas HaTzaita is a Mujman Piachem? The Pasuk says she has to say Amen, Amen. Once you say Amen, so it's a Mujman Piachem. So the Netziv has a whole fantabulous issue and the Chisuchat in the Tam. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Avraham Soloveitchik has this in his, in the end of the Sefer on the Rambam, in the letters in the end. He picks up on the Nitziv has it in his commentary on Chumash, on the bottom of the, what's the Pirush called? Haimik Dover. On the bottom called the Harchav Dover. I think it's in the Harchav Dover on this pasuk, Amen Amen. He says the answer is the Kodesh Avraham Tam, you need both. It has to be the Hishbiya HaKoinus Leisho. What do you have to have the Hishbiya? The Hishbiya Oysa HaKoin, what do you need a coin for? Why can't I Yisrael do it? The same Kavakosh she's saying, Amen, that it's going to be a Mujman Pi Atma. So what do you need a coin? Let a Goy say. Raman says, Mujman Pi, if you say Amen is good, even if a Goy is Mashbiya. So what do you need a coin? A Goy cannot. So the answer is no. It has to be a Mujman Pi Acherim also, and the Acherim has to be a coin. It has to be both, a Mujman Pi Atma and a Mujman Pi Acherim. So he tries to explain what is, why you need both. What's the idea of having both? That's a fancy pshat. But about 35 years ago, somebody from London published a Saviad of a Bala Taisus on a dorm, which is not too significant except for this one verse on the first daf. It only goes to the Bafla Mamein. When he started working on the manuscript, he found this thing on the first daf, and he got all excited, and he rolled down his sleeves, and he sat for days and days and weeks, and then he worked the whole thing, and then turned out that was the whole, only thing of value in the whole sefer was on the first daf in the dorm. That this Bala Taisus, some anonymous Bala Taisus, quotes Rabbi Tam, and he says, Pshat in the Rabbi Tam, the same as the Bach learned, the Farim for the Ran's Kash against Rabbi Tam. When you say Amen, Amen, so it's Mishmul Pi Atzmo. So the Bach, and this Bala Taisus says, Rabbi Tam didn't mean literally, Mujman Piyatma versus Mujman Piyachem. It just meant, is it a shvur that you took on your own, or was it a shvur that they forced you to take? There are two kinds of shvur that they force you to take. Sometimes they force you that you should take the shvur on your own. They force you to take a Mujman Piyatma. And sometimes they can force the shvur on you without you even entering a main. That's literally called Mujman Piyachem. But even it's a Mushman Viyatma, because she said Amen, Amen, but still the Shvur was forced upon her. She wasn't interested in taking the Shvur. That's all the Rabbi Natan meant. You don't have to give such a, that's pretty fine, you don't have to give such a fancy pshat like the Nitziv gets it. Satan is the folk of Mushman Viyatma and Mushman Viyatma. But the Nitziv has a good argument. What do you need a coin for? A Goy is also good. The Rambam writes, a Goy can, if you say Amen, the Yudhus the Mashbiya is a Goy, it's also Kamati Shvur Mitzvah. So the fact that the Torah requires a coin, but the Hishbiya Kain is the Hishbiya, shows that it's a Mujman Pi Acherim. You see, there has to be both. Mujman Pi Acherim, the Acherim have to be a Kain. And it's also Mujman Pi Atma, so for that side, he has to say Amen. Then the next passage, Chav Gimel, says, V'kasa v'sha'ola sa'ela ha'koyin ba'sefer. The Koyin writes it all down in the Megillah. So then they erase it, Mochel me'amor. So the Gemara says that the Megillah Saita was written, Koyin she'nishba'o, it's no good. So usually when people learn the Gemara, if you learn the Gemara quickly, you don't pay so much attention. See, they learn, it's like Avodas Yom Kippur, the Seder is Miyakeh. Sometimes the Seder is Miyakeh, sometimes the Seder is not Miyakeh. So here, since the first says that she took the Shvua, and then it says that the Kohen writes it down, and it says that Torah has noise, everything is Miyakeh. Even the Seder is Miyakeh. The first you have to wear, and then you have to write it. I remember Rav Soloveitchik learned that Gemara that it doesn't mean like that. Not that the Seder is nothing. He said when you write the Pesukim in the Megillah Seder, you're not writing Pesukim. Because of the Kohen has to write the text of the Shvua that she said. It happens that the text appears in the Chumash, but he's not writing it the Torah Pesukim, he's writing it the Torah Shvua. I'm going to now write down the Shvua that you took. So if he writes it before she took the Shvua, it's not her Shvua. He has to write her Shvua. He knows in advance what the text of the Shvua is going to be because it's written in Chumash and she has to say it the way it's written in the Torah. But when he writes it, he's writing the Torah always. He doesn't write it the Torah Stupi. But that's why Pashtetzachit Ma'akev. If he writes it before she took the Shvua, he's not writing her Shvua. He's writing Stupi. So that's not good. Of course, when you write the Megillah Saita, you can't write it in indelible ink. It says in Mochel Mehaman, you have to be able to erase it. So the Gemara says you have to be careful to use such ink that can be erased when you dip it into the water. What about the Gemara in Erevin? Has that with some Chodesh Diki Gemara, Erevin Daf Yud Gimel, I think. When a Sefer is writing a Sefer Torah, and he comes to Parshas Naso, and in writing Parshas Sefer, these Pesukim, is he permitted to write these Pesukim in indelible ink or not? So the Gemara says a wild statement that it depends. There is a machlekes hatanai with a merskin omen atayru or a merskin omen atayru. The wild term is like this. This woman takes the shvua to Allah in the Beit HaMikdash. Then a sefer, the sefer hears that the woman took the shvua to Allah. And after she took the shvua, then he continues writing this sefer. It happens to be in the middle of Parshas Nafta. The Parsha, the Megillah sefer had to be written after she took the shvua. So the sefer heard her take the shvua, then he writes for the next class, next class. And he finishes the whole sefer there. So the Kohen wants to save himself a funny shayla. Kohen wants to save himself the job of writing a Parsha Sotah and erasing it. So he's going to take the Parsha Sotah that the Sefer wrote in the Sefer Torah and he's going to erase it. And the question is, but that was written in the Shem Sefer Torah, that wasn't written in the Shem Sotah. So get needs Ksiva L'shma. What about Megillah Sotah? Does Megillah Sotah need Ksiva L'shma? So if you wrote the Megillah Sotah, the Shem Sotah Acheres, the Megillah Sotah was written for a different woman and they're going to use it for this woman. So I think the Gemara says, Allah's Adam asking, all the time I agree that that's no good. Because there is a pasuk that implies that it has to be if the shalav the shema is no good. I already forgot what the pasuk is. That's all there in Eretz in Dafyud Gimel. But what if I didn't write it l'shem seita Eretz? I wrote it not l'shem seita. I wrote it l'shem seita Torah. So that's the machlokes satana. The merchim omen atayra or ein merchim omen atayra. So the Gemara says according to the Tam that merchim omen atayra, that the parsha seita and every seita Torah has to be written for things that can be erased. But if you all like the Tana, ain't machkin lemon atayra anyway, then you can't use the Sefer Torah anyway, then the Parsha Sotah can be written with the same ink as the rest of the Sefer Torah. The question is, what does it have to do with anything? What, every Sefer Torah has to be prepared for the eventuality, the possibility of serving as a Megillah Sotah? What kind of a din is that? A wild Gemara. So there's a wild tributary book. He writes the following. The Mechilta says that the four parashiyos of Tfilah and Mezuzah, Shema Elohim, Shema Kadesh, Yikriyak, and Tfilah and Mezuzah have to be written Kesidron. So if you have it, if you wrote a mistake, you cannot correct it unless you erase everything from that point to the end and then you rewrite. Because every letter has to be written in order. Shin, Mem, Ayin, Yud, Shin, Rei, Shalav, Lamed, Yud, Kevav, everything has to be written. You can't write it backwards. If you write one letter out of order, no good. The Sefer Torah does not have to be written Kesidron. So the Shulchan Aruch just writes that the Dalet Parshiyos are Tfilin and in Sotah the Sefer Torah cannot be corrected either. They have to be written to Tzitzit. What's that? Wow. The Rav Soloveitchik. I remember I went to ask Rav Soloveitchik. What are you talking about? The Ritzvah, the Shulchan Aruch, what in the world is it? So he said, what's up there? He said, it's based on this Gemara and Eretz. Why does the Gemara in Eretz say that in Merkulam and Atayra, then the Parshas, these Pesukim and the Parshas Nasa have to be written with things that can be erased? What do you mean? Allah said that every Sefer has to be able to serve as a Megillah Sotah. Why should that be? So he said, no, it doesn't mean that. The Allah that Megillah Sotah has to be written in ink that can be erased is not, because otherwise how will you be able to erase and how will it be able to serve as a Megillah Sotah? No, it's a din in Hilchos Megillah Sotah. Megillah Sotah has to be written in ink that can be erased. That's all, even if you don't plan to erase it. So the Gemara says, if you hold Mechki Lomen HaTorah, then this Parsha in the Torah is called Parsha Sotah. It's called Megillah Sotah. And Allah requires Megillah Sotah has to be written in ink that can be erased. Even though no one's going to use, which Meshuggah is going to use the Sefer Torah, nobody in his right mind is going to use it. So he said, that's what the Ritzvah learned that from this Gemara. That if you have Dalet Parsha Yishma Lo Yishma Kadesh Lo Yachad, these are called Parsha Tfilin. The Gemara says if you have an old Sefer Torah, the Gemara has a discussion. Can you use the Parsha Shema V'Yom Shema Kadesh V'Yachah to put it into Tefillin and into Mezuzah? The Shabbat of Malam HaKadosh or Lama Reading, but if not for that issue of Malam HaKadosh Lama Reading, you can cut it out from an old Sefer Torah and use it for Tefillin and Mezuzah. So you see that the Dalet Parshiyos in the Sefer Torah are called Parsha Tefillin and Mezuzah. And that's the halacha. Parsha Tefillin and Mezuzah have to be written to Sidron, not that the mitzvah. Not that the Parshas Mezuzah should be mitzvah Mezuzah has to be written to Tzidron. And the Dalet Parshas should be Tzidron, the Shem Mitzvah Tzidron has to be written. No, it's our law that Parshas Tzidron and Mezuzah have to be written to Tzidron. And since you could theoretically use these Dalet Parshas from the Sefer Torah, but Tzidron and Mezuzah, so these are also called Parshas Tzidron and Mezuzah. Because the ritual just based on this Gemara. Didn't say anything unusual, didn't say anything strange. The Gemara is a bigger, more unusual than the ritual. the shock in the beginning, Yerodei Chelek Gimel has a machlokes with other Achronim, things on the first page in Yerodei Chelek Gimel, where the Nozer is in Issa Gavra and Issa Chepsa. Shvu is in Issa Gavra, and Neder is in Issa Chepsa, that's what the Gemara has on the first daf in the Dorm. And Nozer is a machlokes Achronim. Others point out it looks like a machlokes Arishonim, also on the first daf in Nozer, first daf in the Dorm. In the Sefer Shalm in the Dorm, looks like it's machlokes Arishonim also. So the Kaveh there on Yeredei, on the first page in Yeredei, Chelek Gimel is bothered with Akasha. How can anybody say that Nozir is an Issa Gavra only? It's not an Issa Chepze. If the Ran in Shavuot has a famous explanation where he explains why is it that there's only Hatzfasa in the Dorm and not in Shavuot. I took a netter not to eat the bananas. And then I took a netter, I don't want to eat ice cream either, so I said the ice cream should be like the bananas. And I said the potato chip should be like the ice cream. So that's Hatzfasa. You can only make that. Of course, only makes sense by neder with the nisa chepse. The potato chips are rotza. So the ice cream should be like the potato chips. Means the ice cream is also rotza. The banana should be like the potato chips. It's also that everything the chepse is on. But in shvua, I take a shvua not to eat ice cream. Then I say the potato chips should be like the ice cream. The ice cream is mutter. I took a shvua not to eat ice cream. The ice cream doesn't have any properties of iser in it. A shvua is only nisa gavra, not nisa chepse. So the Ran writes in shvua. The Ran on the Rif writes in shvua. The famous Ran. It doesn't make sense to have Hatzfasa by Shavua because the Chepsa is Mutter. The Hakam you have by Nozir, one guy says Harini Nozir, the other guy says Hakam Yikamo. But in Nozir, I'm in the funnel. Nozir is walking in the street and I say Harini, a hey, even though I didn't even finish the sentence, a hey Kimoso, it's a Yad, it's the equivalent of saying hey Kimoso, and it's a Hatzfasa as if I said I'm going to be Anikamo. But in Kivegi, of course, the Kasha from Achrayim, but you all that knows it is only Nisa Gavra, not Nisa Chepse. So how come you have Hatzfasa? So the answer is a plus Kasha. The whole question whether it's Nisa Chepse or not is whether the Yayin, whether the grapes, the Chepse, the grapes and the wine, have properties of Nisa. But the Gavra of the Nazir, it says, Chavashiyah, Gavra Peres HaRosh, of course there's something Nisbatana. There's a Chalashen Kedusha on the Nazir. So the other guy says, hey, Kimoto, just like he has Kedusha's Nazir, I want to have Kedusha's Nazir. So that's everybody agrees. It's not just, whenever there's an Issa Gavra, you can't have Hatzfasa. When there's an Issa Gavra, not to eat potato chips, because the potato chips don't have any properties of Issa. So if I say the ice cream should be like the potato chips, then there's no Hatzfasa, the Chepta, the Chepta. But if I say, hey, Kimoto, on the Nazir, and the Nazir certainly has a din in the Gavra Kodesh Yir. Certainly has a special status. But that kind of Hatzfasa for sure is good. There are different kinds of Hatzfasa. The Rambam writes in one place, the Rav won't give the Yortzat Shir on this. It could be that it's published. It was printed in the Yortzat Shir. He gave a Shir about this. The Mishnah in Nazir says, another says Hareni Nazir, and another person says Tef Kidei Dibur Ziyani. And the third person says Tef Kidei Dibur of the second Ziyani, and the hundredth person says Tef Kidei Dibur of the 99th person Ziyani. Why does it have to be Tef Kidei Dibur? If I took an edda not to eat the ice cream, then tomorrow I say, way after Tef Kidei, I say the potato chip should be like yesterday's ice cream. It's also good, I thought. It doesn't require Tef Kidei Dibur. How come over here, the Gemara says the famous has to be only Tef Kidei Dibur? That's what also then she can explain, because here it's a hatfasa b'haflo, it's not a hatfasa nechefte. Not being matzus nechefte. I say the lashon that you just said, the amirat ha-nizirat, I want that amirat to relate to me. But there's an inyan of hatfasa b'haflo, that's a different thing. That requires dafke techte diva. And then the Rambam has a third category of hatfasa, hatfasa b'chal Hashem. And the Rambam has on that two examples in the Gemara. One example is a person takes a neder tainis, and then he says on another day, this day should be like that day. So the Gemara has a man took a neder to see us on his father's yard side, and then a year later he says today should be like last year on the yard side. So that's called a hatfasa on in a neder. So what kind of hatfasa? It's not there for the dibur. Last year he took a neder to see us on the yard, and this year he's taking it away after there for the dibur. It's not a hatfasa chepte, the chepte. There is no chepte. He said, no, it's a hatfasa and a chal Hashem. And that's why the Rambam says, But that was the thesis that the Rav was developing in that Yorsat Shir. He says that there's a neder is an Issachetz and Shvuz is a Gaber, and neder tainis is neither of the above. Neder tainis is, I give a Chal Hashem Yom tainis to the day, as far as I'm concerned, and Mitzvah to show Yom tainis is with Hisan is going. So he said that's why the Rambam adds on one word, and that he says, if a person took a neder to fast last year on the Father's Yorsat, and this year he says, I want today to be like last year on the yard side. That's the Hasfot. The Rama Mazan, he took a netter last year with some, and he fasted last year. But if he took a netter and he violated the netter last year, so from the Rama Mazmash, he just added on one word, with some. Gemara doesn't think. Gemara just says he took a netter, and then he's matzvus. The Rama Mazan with some, the only time you can be matzvus in a Chal Hashem, the Chal Hashem, Yom Tainus on the day is, if you fulfill the din, and you observe the Yom HaTanis, so that the observance of the Yom HaTanis is mashlim, the shame Yom HaTanis. So then you can be matzis on a Chal Hashem. And we have such a similar din, and the Rambam quotes two examples of this. The other din is from the Gemara, the beginning of Nedarim. A person sets aside a dollar for tzedakah, and then he says, "V'sel hazeh kozeh." This dollar should be like that. What's that? What's that? The Rav thought that the Rambam, though he put three different categories of Hasfas, each one gives a different marshal with different meanings. By the Hasfas of Atzlah has to be Terech and Adibo. By the Hasfas of the Chal Hashem has to be with some. And this, by the Tzedakah, Selah Zulah Tzedakah, Zizeh, the Zekozeh, so the Rambam puts that in, that's the Hasfas and the Chal Hashem. So that's what Rabbi Kivegir is implying over here. That if there's another Avon Lepanim, and I say, hey, Kimoso, the reason why it's a good Hasfas is because Kaddish Yir, Gavra Peres HaRosh, the reason it's a Chal Hashem on the Nozir, a Matfiz in that Chal Hashem. What if the Nozir HaMatfiz in violated the laws of Nozir? Maybe the Hasfas would not be hot. Could be. The Torah has a special dinim if the Nozir was Nitmo, that he has to, that all of the Yamim Rishonim Yiplu, all the days that he counted originally are discounted, and then he has to have Azor Shlishi Shvi, bring special Kavanah to Nozir Tomei, and then the Yisrael Hashem is Himein Yisrael, plus he did base. Then he has to start counting everything all over again. But the Mishnayis have, towards the end of Nozir, that's only by some category, only by Tumas Meis, not by other Tumas. Let's say there's a Tumas Meis, but he didn't really come in contact with a Meis. But it's the Chiyomis Meis Solov the Fast of Pism. It doesn't say the Chiyitma Betumas Meis. It says the Chiyomis Meis Solov, he actually comes in contact with a Meis. What happens if he became Nitma Tumas Meis without actually coming in contact with a Meis? For example, he became a Metzora. A Metzora has a Din Hukesh Meis, so he did. But there is nobody, there's no dead body there. The Tumas Meis. The girl of the Doisei. He didn't come in contact with the mace. The girl of the Doisei gives a Tumas mace with that mace. So the Mishnais in the end of Nazir say that's called a Tumas mace, She'en HaNazir Migalei Achova. So then the days of Tumas mace are discounted. The days that he's a Metzorah are not counted. They're not Oilele Mei Neda Nizeuso. But you don't say how young Harishan Yitro, and he doesn't have to be Migalei, and he doesn't have to bring a special Korbanus. It just needs the Hazor Shlishi Shvi. And then he continues to count. Let's say he was holding his Nazir for 100 days, and he counted 50 days. And then he became Nitma Tumashen HaNazir Megalei Achovah. So he has to wait Hazor Shlishi Shvi, or whatever, he has to get rid of the Tumas Meis. And then he counts the remaining 50 days. He doesn't have to have the Tiglachas, he doesn't have to have the Korbanos, and you don't say Hayamin HaRishonim Yitru. So the Masechet Smochos has a brisa that says, Kol Tumashen HaNazir Megalei Achovah, Ein HaKoyin Muzer Aleho. That these two categories of Tumah that are defined, that are described by the Mishnah in Nazir, the Tumah ba'atzma shomeis, that's the Lashon that Rambam coins, the term. If he's Nitma ba'atzma shomeis, did he actually come in contact with the Meis? He just got a Tumas Meis without Atzma shomeis. So the Masechet Smochos writes that these two categories apply also to Kohanim, that a Kohen is not permitted to be the Tamar Mason, only when it's an Atzmah Shal Mace. If it's a Tumah Shein, and Ozum Galech Olea, so it's Mutter. Rabbein Tam, in the beginning of Tzubis, all over, says, Rabbein Tam says, Mishabeshti, that Brais and Masech is not reliable, and it brings a ride that it's not correct. It's a Machlekes of Yishonim, and in Yerudeh, we pass from Allah like that perception. We pass from like that Brais and Masech is not. That any two machine and those who go ahala ain't hakoi muzrola. Ikra din, that's how we talk. The machna by certain two malotzes, even though that should have been involved in the machlekes, but that was always the minig. The minig always goes to Hanum on the doctor, and certain two malotzes said, this might have been mavatla minig. The doctor Moshe quotes him like that from the early afternoon. On Ikra din, certain two malotzes should have also been with them. It's a chumra. Ikra din, we pass from the Shulchan Aruch, that kol two machine and those who go ahala ain't hakoi muzrola. Okay, there's much more. They just ran out of time.
But the Kohen, they asked why would one need a Kohen if it's
just... Mishman Piyakon anyway.
Right. So maybe I was thinking that the Kohen accomplishes maybe...